he hurled the staff, studded with golden nails, before him on the ground. Then down he sat, and fury filled Agamemnon, looking across at him. But for the sake of both men, Nestor arose, the Pylian's orator, eloquent and clear. Arguments sweeter than honey rolled from his tongue. By now he had outlived 2 generations of mortal men, his own and the one after, in Pylos land, and still ruled in the 3rd. In kind reproof he said, "A black day this. Bitter distress comes this way to Achaea. How happy Priam and Priam's sons would be, and all the Trojans, wild with joy, if they got wind of all these fighting words between you. Foremost in counsel as you are, foremost in battle. Give me your attention. Both are younger men than I, and in my time men who were even greater have I known, and none of them disdained me. Men like those I have not seen again, nor shall. Pirithous, the Lord Marshal Dryas, Cineus, Exadius, Polyphemus, Theseus, Aegis's son, a man like the immortal gods. I speak of champions among men of earth, who fought with champions, with wild things of the mountains, great centaurs whom they broke and overpowered. Among these men I say I had my place when I sailed out of Pylos, my far country, because they called for me. I fought for my own hand among them. Not one man alive now upon earth could stand against them. And I repeat, they listened to my reasoning, took my advice. Well, then, you take it too. It is far better so.